Turning to news from Africa now, and talks between Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe and the opposition movement for democratic change broke down late last night. Charles Collins has this report.
Zimbabwe's opposition leader said Friday that 4 days of intense negotiations have failed to break the deadlock in power-sharing talks, and he called for intervention by regional and African leaders. Morgan Tsvangirai addressed reporters after talks with President Robert Mugabe ended late Friday evening without resolving the impasse over the allocation of cabinet ministries in a proposed unity government.
We believe that for an inclusive government to work, the principle of equitable sharing of power consistent with the spirit of the global political agreement signed on the 15th of September should be embraced. It appears we are far apart on this principle. We are concerned that there is an attempt to reduce the MDC to a meaningless position in the coalition government.
Chief mediator, former South African President Thabo Mbeki, said the parties would attend a meeting of the South African Development Community in Swaziland on Monday to report on progress in the negotiations. Tsvangirai is calling on that group to play a role in ending the crisis.
We are hoping that the SADC Troika, which is meeting on Monday, we can all go there and present our position.
Without a political agreement, the economic and humanitarian crisis in Zimbabwe has deepened. Inflation is at 231 million%, and the UN estimates that 45% of Zimbabwe's population, or 5.1 million people, will need food aid by early 2009. I'm Charles Collins.